I spoke to Les Fry. He was the last person I spoke to, Councillor Led Fry, actually, and talked to him about his involvement with BRX.
Afternoon, everyone. I'm Les Fry. I'm a member of Dorchester Casterbridge Rotary Club, and I'm one of the committee members on the BRX panel committee, which is made up of West Dorset Camera and Rotary. We're working together to put on this great community event.
Now, you guys have organised this event for 35 years now?
Today is the 35th event. That's why the logo is, as you can see, it is. It's the film, 35mm film. 35 years. So it's a fantastic achievement by all those who've been involved over the years. I've been involved in perhaps the last 8 to 10 years of it. A great event.
And over the years, you've raised £240,000.
A fantastic event from everybody. It's a great amount of money, all going into local community, into supporting charities. Last year, we raised £26,000. This year, it's Amelia's Rainbow is the main charity, which is where the main of the money will go towards.
What makes this event so popular, do you think, Les?
I think it's just a great event. People can come along. If they enjoy beer, if they enjoy cider, they get a good range of beers here with over 80 different ones they can sample, 20 ciders here. It's a good range for them if they like their alcohol.
And of course this year you've got food available as well and entertainment both evenings.
We've got entertainment both evenings, there's some good bands on in the evenings. Food is that we've got a really good, Gemma, one of our team, is organising the pasties, whether you like meat pasties or vegan pasties or vegetarian pasties. We've got them all there on offer. So it's a great community event. People come from all over England to come and enjoy it. I know that people travel by train when they're running from Birmingham or London, St Albans, or even, you know, obviously more locally from Poole, Weymouth and so on to come here.
So people come down and make a weekend of it, basically?
Absolutely. There's some people come down, they'll travel down early today, they'll go back late tonight, but they'll be here and enjoying themselves, and catching up with friends. People come and bring their picnics here and settle down and have a table out. Make a real day of it.
What made you choose Amelia's Rainbow this year?
That's a committee decision. One of the members proposed it, felt it was a very valuable, worthwhile charity. Other good charities were put up and they'll go into the mix for next year's event. It's just a really good cause that we can all help and raise money for.
And of course I've heard today that they're decorating a new chalet for people with wheelchair access in Poole. That would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Brilliant. That's the first I've heard of it. But brilliant. You know, it's a good cause, so we're very happy to help and get behind them and raise money for them.
And I've already been told tickets are all sold out.
Tickets are all sold out. The only way people can get in if there's any returns, but we don't normally work to that. But yes, it's all sold out. It's a great event. For those who are coming, come and enjoy yourselves.
What would you say to the people that have supported you over the years then?
We couldn't run this event without our supporters. Those who sponsor, who financially support, or donate beers or cider to this event, we are very grateful to you. So thank you very much for all those who've supported over the years. It makes a real difference and supports the local community.
There's only one thing I can say to end this interview then, Les. Cheers.
Cheers to you as well. Have a good day.